The picture on the right shows a replica of a so-called bush factory, as it was operated by European traders in liquor, weapons and colonial goods in Cameroon. During the day, the so-called Cameroon village was inhabited by 15 Douala. Among them was the king's son, Kwele Ndumbe, also known as Bismarck Bell. With his opera glasses, Ndumbe mocked the white people staring at him. The Douala were actually supposed to represent what Europeans thought was typical in everyday life in Cameroon, including the alleged national costume. A working schedule would assign them tasks during the day. Mornings were supposed to be reserved for domestic work. Afternoons and evenings for boat races, dances and performances of the drum language of the Douala. But the leading Douala families from Cameroon did not come to Germany to be exhibition objects. They intended to study the colonial metropole, its culture, language, politics and economy. The young men flirted with curious Berlin women. After work, they parodied individual guests and the marching German military. After the end of the exhibition, 11 of them stayed in Germany looking for training positions.